This is Stuart Archer Cohen's third novel to reach print. He admits the last two were a little heavy, South American political intrigue complete with death squads and all the trimmings. This Is How It Really Sounds is threaded around an epic and, his word, ridiculous vendetta. The three main characters all share the same name, and most readers will readily anticipate a storyline that gradually pulls tighter and tighter around the trio, but it doesn't unfold that way at all.
In this book, I really purposely did not make those sort of logical plot choices where you connect character A to character B and character B to character C and all that sort of thing. And instead, I just did it pretty intuitively.
But while Cohen is willing to challenge readers, he's not going to sacrifice interest for intellect. This Is How It Really Sounds is propelled by a pop fiction vibe and exotic settings around the world. And for Alaskans, anyway, some of it will be eerily familiar. The novel concludes with a heart-stopping backcountry skiing scene in the mountains above Juneau.
That was actually the first part of the book that was written. And that was written sort of as a short story. But that's really what the entire book is about. And if you start looking more carefully, you'll see that the rest of the book is filled with mountains. The rest of the book is all a reflection of that last section.
And just as the mountains are reflected throughout the story, so are the characters' lives. This is where Cohen's novel bends the rules of the adventure thriller genre. Sometimes you're reading about one of the three characters, but sometimes you're hearing only an echo.
I think everybody's had that experience where you go up to a house, maybe you're asked looking for directions or something, and you find yourself looking in the window of some stranger's house and nobody's home, and you look in and you see all their possessions and, you know, their coats and their books and their furniture, and you think about their life. And for me, that was one of the things that was kind of in the background of this book, that the way that everybody else's life is a mystery.
Cohen has lived for 30 years in Southeast Alaska. He's an importer of alpaca wool and Asian silks, so he's familiar with the terrain of his novels. He's also a splitboard writer, though he's in withdrawal from the lack of snow in Juneau this year. A splitboard is a snowboard that comes apart down the middle and becomes more or less like a pair of skis. And that's not a bad metaphor for his newest book.
I like books that progress and change. I don't like to do like, here's a picture frame and we're going to stay within this frame. My idea is maybe the reader thinks it's one thing when he first starts reading it, but then the book changes and it's a totally different thing. And as long as you're telling a good story, the reader's willing to go along with you, and it's fun.
This Is How It Really Sounds is published by St. Martin's Press. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.